Hey, good morning and shalom. May the peace of the Lord be with you. I want to invite you this morning, this early morning, just to the Word of God. And the Word of God is the truth that God has for us this morning so that we can be able to be strong. I am sure that this word will speak to your life today and will bless very many people, including myself. Last session, we left the children of God having stopped the building of the wall, the building or the rebuilding of the stronghold. They had begun rebuilding. They built the altar, they offer sacrifices, that one they did. And then they laid the foundation. Then they were stopped or they were challenged. And finally, when they started rebuilding the walls of the temple or the temple walls, the enemy came with a lot of force. Initially, the church was resilient. They withstood and they continued rebuilding. But when they went to this false accusation, that one broke the camel's back. It was the last stroke that broke the camel's back, and they halted, they stopped the rebuilding of their stronghold. They stopped the rebuilding of the house of the Lord, the place where God would dwell. They stopped the rebuilding of the palace which God would dwell in their hearts. Today it would, rebuilding our broken hearts, which is the temple of God, the temple of the Holy Spirit, where He would stay in us. So this, it is stopping the repentance and the reworking and using, allowing the work of God to be completed in us. So that was stopped. And it was stopped for 16 years. It was very difficult. Can you imagine? I want you to see the situation that these people have come back. They were in Babylon for 70 years. Now they have come back, they have started the building, and the work has been stopped for 16 years now at home. I remember they have King Cyrus's blessing. But when another king took over, the governors within them, they accused them. Now, what is first accusation? What is it meant to bring? First accusation, we said, it is speaking to the authority, speaking to your authority so that you may develop the what we call guilt. Guilt, false guilt. And that spirit of the false guilt within you, it makes you not to continue again. It is not the work, it's not the enemy that is so forceful, but it's because they have already destroyed the internal building or the internal structure, the immunity, the spiritual immunity that God has put in you. And it has been destroyed by false guilt. So the question we want to ask ourselves here in chapter 5, from verses 1 to 7 or 8, is how was that work restarted again? How did they restart work again? It's very critical. And I will want to talk about the power of the prophetic voice. The prophetic voice. You see, the enemy used the outsiders to stop God's people. used the enemies of the souls of God. He used the spirit of lysism, because there was a lot of lysism. He used the spirit of witchcraft. He used the spirit of false religion. False religion is being spiritual without God, or consorting the power of darkness, or consorting self. But here they used the heels, as we said yesterday, to stop them, and they were stopped. They could not continue. So here, prophetic voice is very important and very critical. So what is prophetic voice? Let me first read verses 1. Now, Haggai, the prophet, and Zechariah, the prophet, they are two prophets, a descendant of Iddo, prophesied to the Jews in Judah and Jerusalem in the name of the God of Israel, who was over them. Praise God. Then Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, son of Jehozadak, set to work to rebuild the house of God in Jerusalem, and the prophets of God were with them, supporting them. So I want to talk about the support that comes from what we call the prophetic voices. Prophetic voices is the most important support to help us wake up again from where we are. You see, when people are put down, they run away from the church. They run away from the pastors. They run away from the bishops. They run away from the spiritual leaders. They run away from that anointing that God has provided. They start staying at home. You see, there are some people, because they were wounded, quote unquote, and true, and they feel guilt within themselves. That's why when you want to speak to them, they always against the speaking, and they stay at home, and they give some excuses to why they don't come to the house of God. But you know what? The only help that can be able to raise them again is the prophetic voice through the servants of God that God has given to you. Not everybody, not all of them who do not know you, who do not really connect with you. It's true, God can use anybody, but God said the prophets of God were with them, supporting them. They're there. They're speaking to your issue. They are not really looking at other things there. So what is prophetic voice? Prophetic voice is a divinely inspired message. It is a message often coming from the outsiders. It's not coming from within you. I know some people say that we need to speak and we need to really encourage ourselves in the Lord. Yes, there is a place for that. And we'll be talking about the next session. We'll be talking about how to encourage yourself from the Lord by defending the truth. But here, I'm not talking about that encouraging yourself with the Lord, but I'm talking about receiving the message from the outsider, that is from the prophets, from out, and this is the divine message. It is God's message, but it's coming through the prophets, because the prophets are God's anointed mouth, is the mouth of God speaking to you, but speaking through a human vessel, is a voice that's coming to you. Remember, you stopped building because of a voice, the voice of accusation. You can only start rebuilding because of another voice. The voice of God comes to counter the voice of the devil. It is a battle between voices. You are caught in between the voice of the enemy and the voice of God. It is what they say, which What message would you believe? And sing a song and say, we shall believe the voice of the Lord. We shall believe the message of the Lord. So we were stopped from building because the enemy, the demonic anointed message, because even demons have got anointed, evil anointed message. They stopped us. They broke our spirit. They put guilt in us. But for the first guilt to be destroyed, you need that prophetic voice, which he said is coming from outsider, that's a prophet, and it calls people back to God's way. It returns you and returns me back to the ways of God. It challenges the status quo. Status quo is when you have stayed that way for too long, like 16 years or so many years. They stayed for 16 years. So it challenges, why are you staying like this? I wish God would send a message to some of us and all of us who are suffering from the status quo. We have stopped building. We have stopped coming to the church. We have stopped believing God. So it advocates for the justice of God, the mercies of God, and the righteousness of God. It serves as a conductor for correction. It corrects us. It encourages us. It reveals even the future events. It tells us the plan of God ahead of us. It foretells. It speaks today. It is forth speaking. That is, it is speaking today and it is for speaking. It's speaking for tomorrow. And we have these two people called Haggai, the prophet, and Zechariah. We will look at their messages specifically sometimes to come after this. Haggai was a prophet, God's mouth, and there were two, Zechariah, the prophet, the two of them. Can you imagine God brought those two divinely inspired messages that he was speaking and he was defeating the voice of the enemy? So you see, for us to stand again, we need that voice, that conduit of evil that is releasing evil into our hearts. It need to be stopped by the new message of God. So the message of God, it's not only speaking about us, but it's also countering the messages of the enemy. So we need to be connected to the prophets of God. Do you have a prophet? I'm not talking about just the online prophets, but we are talking about those all with you. Because here they were there, they prophesied to the Jews in Judah, and Jerusalem. But they prophesied in the name of the Lord, the God of Israel, whom was with them. God was already with them, but they had stopped. All the resources were with them. The spiritual resource, God was with them. King Cyrus had given them everything they needed. They had the soldiers if they wanted, but this message came and stopped them. So Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, son of Zadok, set up to work to rebuild the house of the Lord. Now, let me finish up by talking about that together with the prophetic voice, we need to know the integration or the working together of the three anointings, three divine anointings. That is the king's anointing, the prophetic anointing, which I've talked about, and the priest anointing. Did you discover we have got Haggai and Zechariah as the prophetic anointing? Are you discovering here now we have got Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, as the kingly anointing? Are you discovering we have got Joshua, son of Jozadak, as the priestly anointing? We say the priests speak to God on our behalf. Prophets speak for God to us. They speak on behalf of God to us. So most priests speak to God about us. Prophets majorly speak to us. It's directed to us. Kings implement it. They implement the voice of God. And they're able to use that. And so this is what happened, and we need to understand that. But as we close, I want now to introduce another enemy's tool that is going now to use here so that it can connect us to the next one. And this is what we call the letter, the threatening letter. You know, when they started rebuilding again, and they were not afraid of the enemy starts to send a letter of threats. And we will talk about this. Look at this. At that time, Tattenai, the governor, now this is now the evil trinity. The evil trinity, I said, it is the lazism, the spirit of tribalism, is the spirit of witchcraft, is the spirit of false religion. Now, this is what they're saying. At that time, Tattenai, the governor of Trans-Euphrates, that's verse 3, and Shathaba, Bozenai, and their associate went to them and asked. Now look at these two questions, which we'll consider next. They asked two questions. Who authorized you to rebuild this temple and finish it? That's a question, is a threatening question. That question demands an answer. And you'll be able to give an answer. We'll see how God's people were able to give this answer. Now, this is where now we are talking about you are encouraging yourself in the Lord by defending yourself. Already the prophets have encouraged you, they've supported you. But are you ready to speak and give an answer? We call that apologetics. Apologetics is speaking and defending of faith. That's what we'll speak on the next one. But defending of faith is that you have to answer a question. The enemy is always asking a question. One of the questions is, who authorized you? What is your authority? This is the same question they asked Jesus when he came and overturned the tables in Jerusalem before that week of his death. They said, who authorized you? Where did you get this kind of authority? And then to rebuild the temple, Jesus, they asked to cleanse the temple and to finish it. They also asked, what are the names of those who are constructing this building and who is working for that? And you'll be able to see them answering that question. But the eye of their God was watching over the elders of the Jews, and they were not stopped until a report could come to from to could come from Darius from them. We are looking for how they were able to answer that in the next session. Father, we thank you. Give us the kingly anointing, the prophetic anointing, and even the priestly anointing to be able to continue to do or to the rebuilding in Jesus' name.